Praised be Jesus
and Mary.
The miracles of Jesus revealed the majesty of God and displayed his grace and his favor. It says that first sentence, you know, they were all amazed at his every deed. And, you know, these miracles display that grace and favor, especially those toward the lowly and the humble of heart. You know, Christ went to preach the good news to the poor. But, you know, with the miracles, Jesus also gave a prophetic warning. Now, there can be no share in God's glory without the cross. Jesus prophesied his own betrayal and crucifixion. And, you know, the apostles suspected this, but they didn't want to ask any questions. They were afraid. It's like, wait a minute, you know, like Peter yesterday remonstrating with the Lord after he professed his faith in Jesus. It's like, people don't want to hear this. They didn't want to hear it back then. They don't want to hear it today. That's the paradox of sanctity, that we have to die to ourselves in order to live. You know, it just didn't jive with their concept of the Messiah, who was supposed to come and free his people from the tyranny and oppression. They thought the enemy was the Romans, not Satan. Little did they know that their way to victory over sin and death would be through the cross. When the disciples heard our Lord's prediction of suffering and betrayal, they were afraid to ask any other questions. Like a person, you know, who might receive some bad news from the doctor about some tumor or disease that could destroy them. And they refuse to ask any other questions. They don't want to hear it. Denial, you know. Disciples of Jesus, they didn't want to know any more about the consequences of sin, the possible suffering and defeat and death on the cross. You know, they couldn't understand how the cross could bring victory and lead to a new life of freedom. How often do we reject what we do not wish to hear or to see? I remember a priest I knew well who taught many years, high school, and the boys in his class, it's like he was teaching morality, and it's like, oh, don't tell us, you know, they don't want to know. They'd rather be ignorant. But we have to know the consequences of either accepting or rejecting the cross in our lives. It's a mystery of redemption that we'll be talking about in one of the upcoming conferences, that we have to die in order to live. It was the secret of the saints. You know, they would practice severe penance and mortification. Not that we have to follow them in their example of severity, but we have to follow them in the example of their love. Their motivation was love. Love for Jesus. And what did Jesus want? He wanted the salvation of souls and the conversion of sinners. That's why he came and suffered and died. And they wanted to suffer and die for the salvation of souls and the conversion of sinners because that's what Jesus wanted. He didn't want them to suffer. That really wasn't in God's plan. There was no pain or suffering or sickness in God's plan, but that's the result of sin. And they knew this, and even Our Lady of Fatima, many years after these saints were doing all this penance, said that many souls are lost simply because no one is willing to pray and to do penance and to suffer and sacrifice. That means if we do pray more and we make some sacrifices, you know, you don't have to go down to Ace Hardware and buy some barbed wire to sleep on. You can maybe eliminate the snacks throughout the day, give up that favorite TV show and read some scripture. But for the love of God, the salvation of souls, conversion of sinners, you know, all these parents are worried about their wayward children, but you can do something about it.